It's estimated that between 4 and 6 million Americans have a developmental disability such as Down syndrome or autism. Many of them are young adults, and their parents worry about what will happen to their children when they're gone. As Kathy Ritchie of KJZZ reports from Phoenix, some parents are creating new housing solutions.
It's a big day for Mark Roth, the developer of Luna Azul in North Phoenix.
This is amazing. I am thrilled. This has been quite a week getting this ready.
Parents, siblings, and future residents, including Mark's daughter, 20-year-old Emma, stream in and out of the clubhouse. They're getting a taste of what life might be like at this new supportive community.
I didn't want my daughter to live in a place that I wouldn't choose to live in myself.
Emma is the inspiration behind Luna Azul, a neighborhood for adults with disabilities. When she was 13, Roth and his wife started to worry about where she would live when they die. They considered group homes. They also looked at therapeutic farms and ranches, and even considered buying a condo for Emma.
Our concern with that was that she was going to be isolated, that she was going to be a pariah in a condominium, you know, surrounded by typically developed folks, that she wasn't going to get invited to the pool party.
Ultimately, Roth wanted ownership and control.
There will be 30 homes here. This is the east courtyard over there.
Roth says there's nothing like Luna Azul in the U.S. That's because you have to buy your home, which starts at around $400,000.
But I'm going to have equity, and I'm going to own this. It's more, but comparable to what I'm going to spend on college and graduate school for my other daughter.
The monthly homeowner's fee will cover the cost of Luna Azul's community director, overnight staff, and upkeep of the property. Despite the costs, buying also appeals to other parents like Will Humble.
So we're splitting it 50-50 with another family who have, they also have a kid with Downs who's about 25.
Humble's son Luke is moving here in the fall, and it's a big deal.
He's been living with us really forever, and we're about ready to take this plunge of living out in the community at this independent site, Luna Azul.
Like Luke Humble, Leah Mapstead has always lived at home. She has Prader-Willi syndrome, a genetic disorder that's characterized by low muscle tone and abnormal functioning of her hypothalamus gland, which means she can overeat, so food has to be controlled. But at 25, she wants her own place, and soon she'll move here.
It'll be a home of place of understanding, whereas in a normal community, that wouldn't necessarily happen.
That word, normal, might raise an eyebrow, but it also speaks to her life experience as a person with a disability. Still, these communities worry some disability advocates, like John Myers, the executive director for the ARC of Arizona, a disability advocacy group. A big concern, he says, is the price tag.
Personally, I don't think it's too much to say that we're creating a system of haves and, if not have-nots, then have-lesses.
Myers is also worried that there's simply not enough information about these types of communities.
And potential's a tricky thing. It might result in something fantastic. It might not.
In 2016, the American Association on Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities issued a statement which cautioned against reverting to, quote, institutional-type congregate settings that could segregate or isolate people. Mike Traylor is the director of the Arizona Department of Economic Security. He believes communities like Luna Azul fill a much-needed niche.
There are people with greater needs that I think that we've, in some cases, failed to meet their needs. And these more innovative approaches are filling that gap.
First Place is another supportive community in Phoenix. Denise Resnick is the founder and CEO. Her son, Matt, has autism.
I feared where he might live because at that time after his diagnosis, we were told to love, accept, and plan to institutionalize him. And in going to those institutions, it made my skin crawl.
So Resnick got to work to create First Place. Unlike Luna Azul, First Place is an apartment building and residents here pay rent. A one bedroom starts at $3,800 per month and includes things like building security, smart home capabilities, and utilities. First Place also offers its residents 24/7 support and life skills training, a big deal for this population who could lose state-funded support once they leave high school. Residents can take cooking classes or tap into work and volunteer opportunities within their community. And community, says Resnick, is key to her vision here.
The only way you can build a community is to make sure that people get to know your loved one, really the best definition of community are the number of people in your life you don't pay to care about you.
Back at Luna Azul, Mark Roth talks about a checklist he has of the things he has to do before, as he puts it, he checks out.
Getting my daughter's living situation as structured as I can is number one on the list. But I've checked that off. When I own this home, no matter what, Emma will have a place that is hers to live in for the rest of her life.
For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie in Phoenix.
And since this story was reported, the first residents have moved into Luna Azul. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.